Hello everyone, this is Joff Solis and welcome to the podcast. This is my second episode and we're going to talk about our pets. So from dogs, cats, birds, and whatever pets you have there that helps you to cope up with stress and anxiety, particularly during this lockdown. So share it with us. Let's have a discussion, okay? Shall we? Hello everyone, so let's talk about pets. I'm very much ready and excited as well to share with you a lot of stories about my dogs and even all of the pets that I have had for generations. I started very young. My parents allowed me to like to take care of a lot of dogs. At a certain point, we were able to have like 7 dogs, huge breeds from pit bull, American bulldogs. Currently, I have 4. I have American Bulldog, I have a Lemon Beagle, so this is a short or a smaller version of the regular Beagles. And then I have an Aspen, we were able to save it during the typhoon on Doi. And it's really, like, it's huge right now. So we named him Coco. The American Bulldog's name is Berkeley. Then I have Snoopy for my Lemon Beagle. And then my favorite is the mini doxy or miniature dachshund, which is Pepper. Yeah, she's sleeping right now. She shares with me the same bed because she's very small, and especially during this lockdown, I'm very much particular of her. My American Bulldog and the Lemon Beagle were able to like crossbreed, and I was the family is very excited as well, somehow anxious. To be exact, because we don't know yet how it would look like, and suddenly they have 10 offspring. So it's really good. It's cute. We gave them away to certain friends who are very close to us, but we were very particular in choosing their owners. Especially, it has to be more, you know, raising these type of dogs are somehow special. They have certain allergies or food that they have to really take. So the last one, I was able to give it to a friend of mine. Her sister used to have a dog for 13 years, but suddenly it passed away. So probably it's the best time for them to get another dog. And I told her, okay, why don't you just pick it up? I mean, I'm here in Bulacan, but just imagine they're from Quezon. And just because of the lockdown measures and policies, they have to furnish a lot of permits in order to drop by in our house and here in Bulacan. And why am I so fond about this topic as well? Because all throughout the months that we're under lockdown, I'm very much particular on how to like, take care of them, from the food, diets, to veterinary attention, to like giving them a bath. I personally cleans the kennels, so even the garage, I really see to it that they are playing, they have so much space. Sometimes, you know, my father will even get mad at me because, you know, some the dogs, they mess up the cars. But anyway, you know, I tell them, it's one of the things you have to be ready of because of dogs. And our eldest brother, he likes taking care of exotic pets. So at one point, he has an iguana, aside from the love birds, it's not really exotic, but he's like tarantulas, the hedgehogs, and the hamsters. So I think it's a good training for us to become more responsible, because it allows us to become more conscious of how these pets depend on us, particularly on how we give them certain needs. Of course, it's not cheap raising all of these dogs and pets. We were able to save one cat as well. My sister, while she was passing towards her school, was able to save a kitten. And then the funny story about it is that we thought that the kitten was female, so she named it Missy. And then a couple of weeks later on, the genitals appeared, which refers to a male cat. But we can no longer change the name. So a cat named Missy. And it happens to be a male. So anyway, but we got neutered because we also wanted to make sure that there were no more stray cats loitering in the areas. But I guess, you know, they have a certain appeal. Some cats really would really be calling some communities like a pack of cats. Is that right? But nevertheless, we love having a lot of pets in the house simply because they help us manage. They scare away pests, definitely, particularly the cat. And then the dogs, they're very good surveillance. I don't know about the CCTV, but you know, if you have a pit bull and an American bulldog, that's good enough. My beagle is also useful just because of, you know, the nose is really like effective. And my mini doxy, what's good about her is that, well, somehow she suffers from anxiety from other strangers or, you know, people who are going around in our house. She feels uncomfortable, so she makes a lot of noise. But definitely it makes us alert, especially if other guests. But nevertheless, you know, these dogs and pets that we have, they have a lot of advantages. There are disadvantages, you know, cleaning, but I think it's more of an exercise as well on my part. Because I'm not really that physically engaged in the gym, and just because of the lockdown. Furthermore, it makes me more somehow physically active, just because I have to really clean and sanitize the areas. Aside that, you know, there is a pandemic going on. So, well, this episode is not just about, you know, dealing with the pets. But one thing that I realize is that dealing with pets, it allows us to become responsible. It gives us also an opportunity to understand what's happening in our surroundings, the environment as well. Because just imagine, if we have these dear pets with us living in our own house, how much more animals out there in the wilderness that we're not particularly aware of, but still depends on the ecosystem. There are foxes, you know, wolves out there. Well, that might be struggling just because of the global warming, right? And we have seen the Antarctic Pole and the videos about the polar bears, the penguins, the seals, that they are starving just because of the global warming. Then it makes us more aware that perhaps we should also be taking care of our environment. So if you keep yourselves or your home clean, it also gives you an idea to make everything, your ecosystem and environment, or even the entire communities, country even, to be more responsible in terms of sustainable management, disposal of waste. And particularly in the tourism sector, pets allows us a certain comfort just because we become more comfortable, right? We go to the zoos, it becomes an attraction. We go to a certain places, and then it gives us and allows us to engage with the animals. We also become more aware of the rights and abuse that is happening to the animal kingdom. And I know there are certain activists or groups or rallies and concerns about endangered animals or animals living in captivity. And unless they are domesticated, then we have to make sure that they are well kept. So these are certain criteria or concerns that makes us more aware, just because having pets in our home make us more understandable to the situation. And this is really one of the important things that we have to become more knowledgeable of. Not just of ourselves, that we care for others, especially for the animals that lives with us. Right now, there are certain topics that's ongoing in our country. And as much as we don't want to be more specific about it, but this podcast is actually very important as a vehicle and a platform for us to discuss certain things. You know, right now, just because of the pandemic, I was able to help a particular group of honeybee farmers. Unawarely, it's not really intention. I was just buying fruits in a local community. By the way, if you are doing your groceries, try to distinguish a group of your supplies that you could actually buy from the supermarket, and then the group or other stuff that you could buy in the local community stores, because especially if it's SMEs, you empower the local communities. When we are encouraging farm to table, so it means that fresh materials or fresh supplies are really coming to the modest markets, such as the wet stores or the, what we call the local community stores. And then, okay, going back to the story, I was just going and buying fruits, and then I was curious about one particular bottle. It says they're honey. I know there are a lot of honeybee farms abroad, but in the Philippines, we are also having our own local farms. And just because of this, we are encouraging the promotion of buy local, support local, so that we will be able to improve certain products that we have here, particularly those that are approved by the Department of Trade and Industry, or DTI. So I was able to find it, then observed the logo of the DTI. It's called the Melon and Honey. And then I posted it in my social media. And then coincidentally, one friend of mine was able to notice it, and she asked about it. Then I said, okay, it's really pure honey, so I'll send you a couple of bottles. And then suddenly, a lot of orders spiked, and then I have to arrange like 3 boxes or more from the province to Manila. And now I'm engaging a lot of resellers. Yeah, again, this is like a blessing in disguise, but at the same time, my real intention is, first is that it's very local. Local bees, local farmers, they harvest it in Aurora and also in parts of Rizal. And I was somehow skeptic about it, but you know, with the power of online, you can do a lot of stuff of investigating. So I was able to track the farmers. And then was able, since it comes from Aurora, I have some issues about the logistics. And fortunately, I was able to find one distributor. And then the distributor was really sincere to tell me about, you know, to negotiate further. Because I don't want to deal all the problems and, you know, the stress of getting all of my supplies from that destination, or let's just say another province, is really too far away from us. So he managed it, and then I also found out that his children, or I think his baby, is suffering from a congenital heart disease. I don't really want it to dwell into details, but let's just say that I am surprised and actually happy to find out a honeybee, or let's just say a honey that's really very cheap, but at the same time it's local. And then if we are able to help them out, the communities of the farmers, and this particular distributor who is financing the treatment of his baby, so I think it's really novel enough. It's a good reason for me to somehow stick to it. I know there are a lot of issues. I was told about, when I posted about it, a lot of people commented that somehow you have to be careful about the authenticity of the honey. So I went to YouTube, research on some materials, find some tests to go through with it. And, you know, luckily, and, you know, I was really confident and it passed all the tests. I'm confident about the product, but at the same time, I also wanted to support the people behind it. So I'm sending more supplies in Manila, and hopefully more people will patronize the product. It's called Melonette Honey. I made it available in Lazada, also in Facebook Marketplace. and then it will be distributed in some of the key restaurants and particularly to the fitness gyms of, we call it the Fitness Army, which are located in Quezon City, Visayas Ave, and also in BGC Taguig. And I'm very grateful because I talked to some of my friends who are influencers who are very much happy to help me out in promoting the product, because I told them, you know what, I don't want to rebrand it or just change the label. I want it to be more sincere to the brand and to the product. I respect the farmers and also the distributor. I know there are a lot of fakes out there right now, but if you course the orders to these respectable people, I mean, I could vouch my resources to my distributor and also to the farmers that what we're distributing right now are legit and pure raw honey, and it's good. And like I mentioned, you know, it's somehow related to the pets. If you take care of the environment, then you become more grateful as well on how nature helps and finds a way of being grateful as well to you. So the honey is there. I am very much helpful to some of the people. However, I'm still uncomfortable of so many things that are happening right now. A couple of days ago, I was able to find out the situation of PUP students. I wanted to thank Israel. Israel gave me a fund to extend to the students of PUP. Yes, I'll be donating. And, you know, again, I wanted to say thank you to Rael De Castro for sending me some stuff. No money, to be exact. Because I told them, you know what, I wanted to help the students. They were stranded because of the pandemic, and some of them have no more supplies to go through. And then suddenly it's again school season. Most of them are doing it online. However, there are still students stranded. So to the students of PUP, some of you, I'll be coursing it and coordinating to the student council. I have the contact details already. I'll get in touch with you. So somehow we extend a little help. A couple of weeks ago, it's been unfortunate, but I am grateful that I'm given the opportunity to extend a hand. A friend of mine whose son is also suffering from, I think he has to go through a lot of dialysis and blood donations are needed. I cannot recall the sickness, but I was told somehow more of cancer. So we have to raise funds for his child. And then a good friend of mine as well, who has been really hardworking. Again, we have to send help. And then the headshots, we supported the Project Headshots as well to raise funds to contribute to the Artists Association and even to the frontliners. So I would like to extend my congratulations to the team of the Project Headshots because they were successful enough of doing series of batches for that. And then suddenly they also launched a Pride March theme of headshots, and thank you to Nicola Cosme as well for including me. I am very much surprised how things are really doing very well. The generosity, the community, the sense of community, and all of these things are happening. I am coming from a family of doctors, and I'm very much precise, or I really believe that science has the key to help us right now, especially to go through this pandemic. So we have to do a lot of research, and things will just go favorable on your way. Help people. By the way, as I promote also the honey going back, I was able to tap one chef to help me out to come up with the recipes. And I told him, why don't you use the honey so that it will be a healthier substitute to the sweetener that whatever you guys are using. It's healthier, right? It's scientific already, it's proven. And then I also ask other influencers. So I'm thankful to Rendon Labrador and also to my friends, Jack Aquino, Joe Abad. Those couples are really good and they're very fashionable. I really like their sense of fashion and on how they curate things. And as much as you could really support MSMEs, you know, medium-sized entrepreneurs, please do. And then on my page, Joe Solas, the Facebook page, I try to share as much as possible from the colleagues that I see, whoever are selling right now. There's an ongoing, I changed my profile picture as well for Bayanihan. Bayanihan means like a sense of community, of helping hand. And then there are so many things. Right now, the anti-terror bill was also passed. It was signed by our president, Rodrigo Duterte. There are some uncertainties about there might be an abuse of human rights. I don't want to comment about that further, but I just really pray that the government will have the conscience to cling to their conscience. I really appeal to their conscience that the laws will be applied rightfully to protect the people, and particularly on how we could really help our country. It has been since like February when we announced a lockdown, and we are still on a lockdown. The virus is still, we're reaching 40,000 more cases, and the recovery is also increasing, but you know, the numbers are still alarming. For someone like, you know, I have a brother, relatives who are doctors, who are frontliners, we are also worried. And I'm not really used. I'm staying at home. Although there are blessings, I'm grateful that these things are now happening. I'm doing now the podcast, which I never had the time. I'm blessed, all of these things. But I cannot remain selfish as well of how other people are doing, because I see the economy is not doing very well. But at the same time, I'm looking at the opportunity that we could tap certain resources to pivot, to improve, and you know, discover so many things. And it could be a blessing in disguise. But at the same time, I don't want people to lose hope, and I want them to stay intact of what they believe in. So the honey is good, but you know, tourism is down. But we are really looking forward wherein people will be able to travel again very soon. But I'm sure that people will just be comfortable with traveling the moment there is vaccine, or once the virus is already, you know, we have eliminated all cases of COVID-19. But you know, there's another idea of what else, or what if there's another virus that will attack the earth. Are we ready for that? So there's so many things that we have to consider. I know that our original topic is about living with pets, but as of the moment, there are certain things that I cannot deny my audience not to hear from me. You know, my hashtag is Think Smarter. I wanted you guys to be able to manage your emotions. Try to research. I'm opening all of my social media accounts. I'm very much willing to listen to you. If you have any suggestions or comments, feel free to interact with me online. Joff Solace again. You can find me in Instagram, YouTube, anywhere, Twitter. Although I'm more active in Facebook. My channel in YouTube is just, you know, it has been experimental, but I just maintain it for my account. But perhaps someday I might be able to have time to edit videos. That's why I started with podcasts first, because it's easier for me to speak and to probably like create conversations. For the next episodes, I have already invited some of my friends. They said yes. We just have to like jot down all of our schedules. And I just wanted to express right now some certain ideas and, you know, emotions as well. I know that some of you right now have the uncertainties of how to recover from this situation. I am grateful of my family. I love having my pets to keep me somehow comfortable as well, because, you know, with your pets, it's like you're the superhero to them, because you're the one who's feeding them, taking care of them. And at the same time, it's like a mutual benefit that at the same day, they make you feel that you are needed. Of course, I'm single, but at the same time, this pets that I have right now helps me feel more comfortable. There are no more crowd where I usually speak in some of the conventions and seminars because it refrains me. Although there are webinars that I'm attending, but you know, the human touch is still lacking. And how I wish that I could still engage further with my audience. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to deal with podcasts, because it doesn't give me so much of an idea or so much worries of what should I look like or what the studio should look like. There should be more visuals. Unlike in podcasts, I wanted really to listen. And if you will be playing this episode, I wanted you to somehow be more comfortable. In your brain right now, you could talk and speak with me. You could argue or perhaps affirm. And all you just have to do is like send me a message. Send me a message and I'll be very glad to read it for you. And you know, the spirit of helping each other, the Bayanihan, and the optimism of the Filipinos, I hope it will still remain for the coming days. We do pray that, of course, my friends from ABS-CBN as well. Journalism, I always wanted to become in media and broadcasting. However, I felt uncomfortable at that time because I think my calling is not really into that, but it's more of corporate. But who knows? We don't know. There are so many things that might happen. But I'm sending my prayers and thoughts, my words of encouragement to my friends who are working in ABS-CBN, the Kappa Media. I have a lot of idols working there in that station, from Regine Velasquez and so many more. You guys created a good content. And as for the other channels, if ever, please step up. Although it has been so long since I watched a teleserye, but I couldn't discount the fact that I have grown to some of the episodes or, you know, even movies watching in that channel. It's sentimental as well for me. But I know that all of these challenges also paves the way for opportunities. I don't want to become more of a false optimism, but I guess we are given this situation to rise up and do something better. I know you guys are expecting the Rich is talking about pets. I shared it in the first few minutes of this episode. But at the same time, I also wanted my viewers, or actually my listeners, to become more aware of what's really happening. Again, it's July 3, 2020, and there's so many things that have happened. And we are probably going to look forward to a better and optimistic know, with optimism as well. So keep it up. I hope you stick around for the succeeding episodes that I have. So thank you. So if you have any questions, feel free to send me a message. Job Solace. Good night.